live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Acri and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network. This special edition of The Zone for Tournament Week with coverage from the SEC Tourney in Atlanta, the Sun Belt Championship in New Orleans, and the High School Championships in Hot Springs is presented by First Security Bank. First Security, only in Arkansas.
There's to go straight down. There's the bathroom.
Welcome back to The Zone, live on many roads. And Matty T holding it down in the studios. It's getting close to lunchtime. Well, it actually is lunchtime right now. Tavern Sports Grill is a place to go. Located at the Promenade at Chenal in West Little Rock. This is a fantastic time to head by the tavern because they have many, many, many high-definition TVs, free Wi-Fi, two projection screens. You can watch any game, all the games. It doesn't matter. Of course, March Madness coming up next week. They have a wide selection to choose from the tavern burger, chicken, chipotle, and avocado sandwich, Philly cheesesteak, and, of course, the most famous wings in all of the land. Top 10, according to USA Today, and they know their wings, trust me. Today is what? Friday. Deals, deals, deals. Happy hour 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. That's a dollar off drinks. Tavern, thetavernsportsgrill.com is the website. Myself, I like the strawberry salad with shrimp. Tavern Sports Grill, Promenade at Chenal, West Little Rock, thetavernsportsgrill.com. Welcome in my guy, RJ Hawk, down in Hot Springs. What's up, buddy?
Hey there.
There he is. Buddy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, big guy. What's up?
We're hanging out. Sounds like it's loud over there. Is there a game
I think
going
that's on Justin's side.
I think that's me, buddy. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those are the ASU fans howling as the ASU women take the court here in New Orleans. Pat Bradley in Atlanta. And RJ Hawk holding it down. What time do you we tip today? 3:30?
Yeah, today's 3:30. It's the 5A boys, Forest City versus Jacksonville. And guys, yesterday we just had some awesome games. We started with the 4A girls yesterday. It was Malvern and CAC, and Malvern came back. They were by as much as 10 points down at one point, came back and won 55-44. And then we went on to the 4A boys. Brooklyn beat Lone Oak by a score of 60-50. And then the nightcap came along. And this is when games just got great. Conway, the 7A girls, Conway got up by as much as 23 points last night, and Fort Smith Northside came storming back, got within as much as 3 points, but Conway pulled it out 74-67, and in the nightcap, North Little Rock beat Springdale by a score of 89-81. Anton Beard was the MVP in that game. And for a first day total here in Hot Springs, we had 13,000 people come out and watch high school basketball here in Hot Springs.
Was there any particular player or players that stood out yesterday? We know about Kayvon Allen, Anton Beard, but was there anybody else from the other games that may their performance may live on in high school history?
You know, I mean, there wasn't anything that would, you know, when, all the hype down here was about, you know, North Little Rock, and could North Little Rock go back-to-back? And last night, this place was just jam-packed with fans. And everybody wanted to see if North Little Rock, you know, everybody thought that the state championship was played against Bentonville in Conway. And, you know, they wanted to see if they were going to be up for the challenge against Springdale. You know, they played each other earlier in the year, and it was a tightly contested ball game. Well, once again last night, that was the same situation as Springdale. I mean, they went step for step with North Little Rock. And as thought, Kayvon Allen, Anton Beard, and really, North Little Rock as a whole stepped up to the challenge and got the job done. I think last
typically you don't see scores, a score like 89-81 in a state championship game because, you know, guys will, it tends to take them a little while to get into the game.
Yeah.
What was going on with it? How'd you get that score? Was it guys just putting up crazy numbers? Was it defensively? Both teams, I know North Little Rock can score. I didn't know Springdale could score that way.
Well, you know, and I think a lot of people didn't think that either. I mean, it was a lot of people, if you talk to other media members, thought that was going to pretty much be a blowout game in favor of North Little Rock. And really, Springdale, I mean, I would say North Little Rock probably didn't play their best defensive ball game last night than what we've seen throughout the year. But
clearly,
I mean,
right?
But they did what they had to do shooting the ball last night to get the job done. And really, you say that they didn't have a great night, but they scored 89 points, Pat. And really, when you look at it, I think that for North Little Rock, that's a team right there that, you know, you're going to hate to see all those guys break up and not be around another year, but they've been fun to watch the last couple of years.
Yeah, they certainly put their stamp on high school basketball. Of course, next year you've got Kayvon Allen's going to be a senior, and you've got Adrian Moore's going to be a junior, and I'm sure you just never know who may make that transfer to North Little Rock. So today you have Forest City is playing who again?
Yeah, you've got in the 5A boys starting at 3:30, we've got Forest City and Jacksonville.
Jayville.
Trey Schaff and I will have to call on that. And then at 5:15, Eastham and Harding Academy. You know, what's interesting about Eastham is during conference play in class 5-3A, they went unbeaten all the way through conference play until they got to district, and then they lost to Jesseville in the first round of the district tournament, but it still found a way to get to Hot Springs for the state tournament. So that'll be an interesting game as Eastham comes in the ball game 28-6, Harding Academy, they're 25-8. And then at 7 o'clock, you've got Concord and Wonderview and the 1A boys, and then we're going to round out tonight with the Class 1A girls as Nemo Vista and Wonderview play.
How many games tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we've got a boatload of games tomorrow. We've got six games on tap starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Okay, 11, and last game tips off?
At 7:45.
Okay. And that is that going to be the 6A game?
The very last game tomorrow is the 2A boys. We start off with the 2A girls, end with the 2A boys, and then in the middle, you'll have the second game of the day will be at the 3A boys, then you'll go 6A girls, 6A boys, 5A girls, and then 2A boys to round out the day.
Well, that Jonesboro matchup with Parkview, there's going to be a lot of folks going to pay attention to that. If I can get back in time, I am going definitely to be down there. And
you're right, yeah. Matt. That Jonesboro game, you know, as much as everybody talks about North Little Rock and how good they are, that Jonesboro game and versus Parkview, that's the game of the weekend. I know everybody says, well, all the state championships are good, and they are. We've had some great games, but as far as an attendance standpoint, you know, up and down the court, that Jonesboro game is going to be a fun game to be a part of. If you can make your way to Hot Springs on Saturday to see that game, I would definitely do it.
Buddy, your voice sounds a little scratchy. Is it have anything to do with you having to stay out in the RV outside in the parking lot, or is that just...
No, believe it or not, I have developed a cold over the last 24 hours.
Did you happen to develop it late night at J&S Italian Villa?
No, I didn't. We didn't leave the arena until about 11 o'clock last night. But I tell you one thing. I got to thank Mayflower RV for providing us a travel trailer. Guys, it's been the talk of the tournament so far. We've been giving tours on the travel trailer, and Bob White and I are living lusciously on the fifth wheel provided by Mayflower RV.
Rock stars, the both of you. Hey, did you at least clean up before we gave some tours? I'd hope so.
Oh yeah. No, we're keeping it clean, and hey, we've got satellite TV, so we're able to watch some of the games, and whenever we're not doing these high school games.
Those are pretty sweet pictures you posted last night.
Yeah,
I want one of those things.
Those
when I make my first million.
Yeah, but so you're gonna have to come up with about 100,000 bones.
The question now, I'm curious to see if I guess Coach Anderson will not be at Trey Thompson's game today, and tomorrow I don't think there probably is anybody who's looking on in terms of Parkview or Jonesboro. So
yeah, I guess I heard rumors that he was going to make an appearance here in Hot Springs just to watch. You know, last year he came to Barton, but he was there to see Bobby Portis. But, you know, we've already started seeing some college coaches that aren't in tournaments right now. They're already down here watching some basketball games. But as far as the sighting of Mike Anderson, I've only heard rumors that it might happen, but I don't know.
You don't know. All right, buddy. Well, hopefully I'll get down there and see you guys tomorrow. And maybe ask you to step aside so I can call a game or two. What do you say?
Now, I want to know, how many oysters has Acre eaten in the time that he's been in New Orleans?
He's passed out. Let me put it this way. Nobody can go 10 feet near him because you just grab him and start kissing all over him. That's how many oysters this guy's had.
I had yesterday, Phil Elson and I split 2.5 dozen, and then we split a char-grilled lobster at Drago's. And let me just say this.
You
didn't
split
suck
a lobster?
Oh, yeah, big guy. It was a hot date. Me and Phil Elson.
What is your stomach the size of a two-year-old or something? How do you split a lobster?
Well, I'll tell you what happened is we had these huge po-boy sandwiches from Jimmy's in the afternoon, and so we were both pretty full, but we were able to scarf down some oysters and a little bit of little bit of lobster, big guy.
Yeah, you had to stuff those oysters down. Just couldn't quite fit them.
Well, who do you like tonight between ASU and UALR? Because, you know, that last game that UALR and ASU played, well, that was a fun game.
I'm sorry, RJ, you're breaking up. I can't make a pick. I can't make a pick.
Okay.
I don't know. Right, I'll tell you this. Whoever wins, I like them to beat Georgia State.
Well, okay. That's fair enough.
How about that?
That's fair enough. Well, guys,
all right,
I will talk to you guys soon.
All right, RJ, thanks for the update, man. Sorry, Pat, we had the national anthem there, so I had to kind of